I Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Put your hands behind your back.
That's the sound of police in Atlanta arresting 48-year-old Billy Joe Cagle. They say he was scouting Hartsfield-Jackson Airport South Terminal ahead of his plan to carry out a mass shooting. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Police received a warning that Cagle was headed over with plans to shoot up the airport with an AR-15 assault rifle. He made the threat on a social media live stream. A family member saw it, then contacted police. The arrest was made after police discovered the weapon loaded with 27 bullets inside the suspect's car.
Police say Cagle is mentally challenged. He's set to appear in court this morning. Vice President J.D. Vance has just arrived in the Middle East, joining the president's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner in a bid to shore up the U.S.-brokered peace agreement for Gaza. Correspondent Bradley Blackburn.
Vance is the latest U.S. official to travel to Israel since the ceasefire agreement with Hamas took effect.
J.D. Vance.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told his parliament the two will meet and talk about regional security issues and political opportunities.
Israel confirms Hamas has released the body of Tal Haimi, who was killed in the October 7th attack. That leaves the remains of 15 hostages still unaccounted for. This is day 21 of a U.S. government shutdown, tying the second longest in history here. Yesterday, the Senate failed for an 11th time to pass a bill to end it. Correspondent Nicole Killian from Capitol Hill.
Republican leaders remain frustrated by Democrats' posture. They simply want them to sign on to government funding and provide more votes in the Senate. However, Democratic leaders continue to insist that Republicans need to come to the negotiating table with respect to the issue of health care.
Days ahead of a possible visit by President Trump, lawmakers in Japan have voted for the country's first female prime minister. Reporter Alex Jensen.
Japan's newly chosen leader, Sanae Takaichi, has been called the country's Iron Lady, and the 64-year-old conservative will need plenty of resolve, as she's her party's fourth prime minister in just 5 years, amid political scandal and low public trust.
The Blue Jays are headed to the World Series for the first time in 32 years after they beat the Mariners in Game 7 of the ALCS on Fox. It's all thanks to a three-run homer by George Springer.
Unbelievably electric. We love every single one of these fans. This is such an unbelievable moment.
Game 1 against the Dodgers is Friday night in Canada. Dow futures down 55. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A neighbor's quick action may have stopped a deadly attack in Kenosha. Police say 52-year-old Arthur McClurg told a neighbor he planned to kidnap and kill a judge after being denied Social Security benefits. It's alleged investigators found weapons, fake law enforcement gear, and detailed plans at his home. McClurg pleaded not guilty during a hearing Friday. Kenosha County Representative Amanda Nadweski is taking action after a report revealed dozens of sexual misconduct investigations against teachers were hidden from the public. She says she's drafting three bills to crack down on grooming, regulate how staff communicate with students, and prevent accused educators from escaping investigation by surrendering licenses. Nadweski says it's time for transparency and tougher laws to protect kids. A legislative hearing on the measures will be held this week in Madison. The move comes after a report from the Capital Times that showed the State Department of Public Instruction concealed sexual misconduct cases. A 17-year-old from Racine is accused of holding a man at knife point and taking $500 in a late night robbery. Prosecutors say Zaterian Harrington and two others attacked the victim at a 16th Street gas station last Saturday night. Harrington's charged with several felonies, including armed robbery, reckless endangerment, battery, and disorderly conduct, all as a party to a crime. The teen faces up to 40 years in prison if convicted. The Racine No Kings protest attracted roughly 2,000 people. That's according to the Racine County Eye. The rally against the president took place at the high-traffic corner of Highways 20 and 31. A few more thousand are reported to have taken part in Kenosha and Civic Center Park. You can read more about the local effort online at RacineCountyEye.com. Republicans call the demonstration a distraction from the ongoing government shutdown. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The future for Luke Fickell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. The Wisconsin Badgers play the number 6th-ranked Oregon Ducks Saturday night in Eugene. The Badgers are 2-5, losing 5 games in a row. Luke Fickell was asked if he knows yet if he'll be back next year at Wisconsin.
No, I don't think any of us have a crystal ball. I've never asked the question. It's not something that I can dwell upon. It's not something that I can't tell you that it's not something that doesn't you don't think about.
Chris McIntosh, the Badgers athletic director, releasing a statement saying Wisconsin remains supporting Fickell in his role as the head football coach. NFL. The Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh Sunday night. Linebacker Isaiah McDuffie on what he was most proud of in their win over Arizona.
You know, that's what we've been talking about since the start of the season, you know, just finishing throughout the entire week. That's what we emphasized, and, you know, we got the opt to finish, and we did it.
That's linebacker Isaiah McDuffie with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. Before you start decorating and finalizing holiday plans with your family and friends, remember to make certain that your home will be snug and warm for all your upcoming get-togethers. Call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today and tell them you'd like to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. Then let the pros at Building Waters do the rest. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Still blustery, low temperatures in the lower 40s. Current temperature is 46.
I wish I was crazy. Crazy people don't worry about any of this stuff. Don't you see crazy people? They enjoy their lives so much more than we do. There's a guy in my neighborhood, spray paints his car all these different colors, fills the inside up with empty Coke bottles. He drives in there, he climbs in there and drives around. His head looks like a hairy prize inside a gumball machine. What's on his calendar? I bet it's a lot more fun than yours. You wake up in the morning, oh, I gotta go to the bank. He's like, I need more Coke bottles for my rocket ship. Busy day. I get those guys. I really do, because they basically look around at life and they're like, all right, look, life is a game. I obviously have no chance of winning this game. I quit. You get dressed up and go to work every day? I put peanut butter on my lips and talk to squirrels. When I was younger, I used to see the crazy guy outside in an open robe and slippers yelling at the sky. You know, I used to think, how the hell does that happen? Now I'm like, I can see it. Because I walk around my own place that way. The only difference between us, I haven't gone outside yet. And I think we're all just 3 really bad days in a row from taking it outside. 3 miserable days. Lose your lover, lose your money. 3rd day wouldn't even take much. Just a little deodorant on the outside of your shirt. Ba-boom!
Back in the Americans, and only in America. 1963, the year for that one. Hey, it's 6:10. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us here for local news and timeless hits this morning. Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, we're going to go to the zoo. Beth Heindorn is here, executive director of the Racine Zoo. And coming up at 7:35, Denise Lockwood, owner of Racine County Eyes. So a full morning straight ahead here at WRJN.
1, 2, 3.
Rascals, good loving. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN at 6:13. There's a new report out that analyzed ghost sightings across North America. And they put out a ranking of the most popular haunted states based on how many ghosts are reported per 10,000 people. Want to see a ghost? Got to go to New York, the most haunted state. 81 ghost sightings per 10,000 people. Next is Texas, followed by Louisiana, California, Utah, Florida, Pennsylvania, Alabama, Nevada, and Washington. Afraid of ghosts? Well, head out to Georgia, the least haunted state with only 6 sightings per 10,000 people. Followed by Maine, Nebraska, Indiana, Connecticut, New Jersey, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Iowa. I guess Wisconsin's somewhere in the middle. Yeah, so if you want to see ghosts, head out east. If you don't, go down south. It's 6:13, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Looking for afternoon showers today with a high near 53. It's clear in 48 at Radio Park.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
Buckingham's kind of a drag. Local news. I'm Liz Hitz at WRJM. Looking for some afternoon showers today. Showers likely tonight and mostly cloudy tomorrow. Right now, we do have a clear sky, 48 degrees right here at Radio Park. Don't feel like going to work today? Don't blame you. Career Builder released a list of the most ridiculous sick day excuses people have come up with in the past year. Now, I'm not claiming these work, but you might give them a try if you can't think of anything else. A guy claimed the ozone made his tires go flat, couldn't get in. One guy said he had to be a pallbearer at the funeral of his wife's cousin's pet. And this is my favorite of all. A woman said she couldn't get out of her house because the police were raiding it. I gotta hear the rest of that story, huh?
Big Deals. Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show, a great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Somewhere they call the promised land, and I'll be there someday.
local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Good morning, 6:21. It is a Tuesday morning. We're looking for afternoon showers today with a high near 53. Right now, the sky is clear, 48 degrees, a little chilly at Radio Park. All right. There have been four babies born in the Disneyland history. Four babies born right on the premises of Disneyland. And all were girls. Now, there is an urban legend going around that they all got free admission for life, but that is not true. So, ladies, if you think it's time and you tell your husband, quick, let's head off to Disneyland, don't do it. You're not going to get free admission for life for your little girl, all right? 6:22, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN day after day. Here's Badfinger.
I remember finding out about you. Every day my mind is all around you. Looking out from my lonely room, day after day. Bring it home, baby, make it soon. I give my love to you. I remember holding you while you sleep. Every day I
Finger day after day, local news, timeless hits at WRJN 6:25. Looking for an afternoon shower or two today with a high near 53. Showers again tonight, mostly cloudy tomorrow. Right now it's clear, beautiful morning, 48 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, most people like to think they could tell if someone's lying. But according to body language expert Judy James, it's not that simple. Here's the tricky part. Some of these same signs show up in people who are actually telling the truth, but they're just nervous about being believed. Here are some of the signs you can tell if someone's lying to you. Eye direction. Now, apparently, if someone looks to the right a lot, it means they're making up stuff. To the left, they're trying to remember. Long pauses. Liars tend to stall or repeat your question to buy time. Voice changes. Listen for a high pitch or breathless tone, usually caused by stress. And finally, too many filler words. If every sentence starts with, you know, basically, literally, well, they might be lying to you. I'm going to use it on my boss today. I'm going to see if he's lying to me about giving me a raise or not.
I've been a-searching all this big wide world. Now finally I've found mine.
Badfinger.
Badfinger.
When we're out together, everyone knows the way we feel. We both seem to glow with a glow of love, and it's plain to see
our love is real.
Four Seasons, Candy Girl. He's 90 years old and still performing, Frankie Valli. Isn't that something? It's 6:29, local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. We're looking for an afternoon shower or two today with a high near 53. It's clear and 48 degrees now at Radio Park. Coming up this Friday, high school football's game of the week. It's the Level 1 WIAA playoff game with Kenosha Bradford at Racine Case. Dick Graceffa calling all the play-by-play action. Pre-game 6:40. The game starts at 7 o'clock. That's the kickoff time right here on WRJN. Hey, don't forget, coming up a little after 7 o'clock, Beth Heindorn from the Racine Zoo is going to be joining us. A little after 7:30, we've got Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye in our studios this morning. All right, this mom in California bought an old Scream mask at Goodwill and found out it was worth a lot more than she paid for it. Those ghost face masks, you see, actually predate the movie. They came out 5 years before the Scream movie hit theaters. It turns out the mask she bought was from the first production run in 1991. So she paid a couple of bucks for it. She wound up selling it on eBay for $856. Never know what you're going to find at Goodwill these days, huh? It's exactly 6:30 on the Noggin. Let's check our morning news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Now that Racine Mayor Corey Mason has outlined the city's financial plans, here's what's next for Racine's budget. The Common Council will dive in with a finance briefing tonight at 6. Department presentations will run through tomorrow and Thursday. That'll lead to a public hearing on October 30th. The council will take on final changes November 5th and will vote on the new budget November 6th. Every meeting is open to the public in the City Hall chambers. You can also stream it online. The mayor's budget address is up for review on the city's YouTube page. A crash in Racine left several people hurt, including a child last night. Rescue teams were called to Ohio and Graceland Boulevard at around 5:30 for a rollover crash. Crews found one car resting on its side with multiple people trapped inside. A child reportedly suffered a head injury. We're working on learning more. A trip to the hospital turned into a police call last week in Racine. Investigators say Sharon Carthan became angry waiting for her child's vaccination at Ascension All Saints. Staff members told police she made threats to shoot people after learning she'd need an appointment. Officers ended up arresting the 37-year-old 3 days after the hospital incident. She's charged with making threats against hospital care staff and causing a disturbance inside the hospital. Will Martin is back on the campaign trail. The Racine businessman and Republican says he's running for lieutenant governor, promising to, quote, restore opportunity in Wisconsin. Martin says too many people are struggling to find work and to buy homes. He last ran for the same office in 2022, finishing fifth in the GOP primary. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
There's a lot of conversation about the aging population involved in Wisconsin agriculture. So as you age and your body gets frail, how can you keep getting chores done? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. We're going to find out about one tool that does help farmers get the job done, even when their body starts failing them. That story next.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access to a team of leading agronomists and silage experts. Better silage, better support, better results. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedSilage.com.
Obviously, not every surface in Wisconsin agriculture is flat and easy to maneuver. Monica Spaney knows all about it. She's president and co-founder of Accessibility Wisconsin, and her goal, trying to create wheelchairs that let farmers continue to do the things they love on the challenging terrain they do it with.
So the chairs can be used at family farms for a variety of things. Do their regular chores. They could broadcast seed. They could help pick weeds. The thing is because they can go over, you know, corn stalks and rocks, it helps them to still be able to participate with their family on the farm activities. They could even go into the hen house and pick out the eggs if they wanted to.
Monica Spaney, president and co-founder of Accessibility Wisconsin. The all-terrain wheelchairs they've been able to create not only help farmers continue to do the jobs they love, it also increases their independence, decreases depression, and generally lifts a big cloud from the entire family.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Commodity groups and farm organizations reacting to President Trump's comments yesterday that he'd like to reduce beef prices to consumers by increasing beef imports from Argentina. Zippy Duval, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, said they're urging the administration to carefully consider the damage importing more beef and cattle from other countries and the impact it could have on cattle farmers here as they try to rebuild America's herds. That's Food News. I'm Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds, blustery and colder with scattered showers developing in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 50s. For tonight, scattered showers continuing during the evening hours. Still blustery, low temperatures in the lower 40s. Currently, it's 44.
I'm skeptical about some of the things we spend our money on now. Our tax money, that stealth bomber, that thing. The invisible plane, $2 billion for an invisible plane that you can see. Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they just showed you an empty field and like, hey, everybody, it's the stealth bomber, you know? Now I'm getting my money's worth. But they don't. They fly it over the Super Bowl, you know? They're like, look, it's the stealth bomber. I'm like, not invisible. You know, turn it on. Yeah, we would think for $2 billion they could blink it one time for us. And then my friend tells me, no, it's invisible to radar. So we can bomb people as long as they're not looking up. Right. Which is tricky. I guess we go in first and throw out a bunch of quarters and then... Yeah.
Stolen, there's a moon out tonight.
degrees. There's a moon out tonight. Local news timeless. It's here at WRJN. We're expecting afternoon showers today with a high near 53. It's clear and 48 degrees now at Radio Park. Beautiful sunrise over Lake Michigan. I just stuck my beak out the door. And yes, a beautiful sunrise this morning right over the lake. So if you're heading in that direction, enjoy it, okay? Coming up a little after 7 o'clock, we're talking with Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. A little after 7:30 in our studio, Denise Lockwood, owner of Racine County, I will be here. Now, I've got an age-old question for you here. Is it okay for men to cry at movies? Well, whether it's cool or not, it does happen. MoviePhone.com came up with a list of movies that make men cry. Now, here's my list that I've cried at. I'm man enough to know. You know, I'll admit I cried. Field of Dreams. When Kevin Costner's father takes his catcher's mask off at the end, oh, it's Ray Liotta. Oh, I cried like a baby. Marley and Me, any dog movie where the dog doesn't make it, I'm going to cry. But the one that really makes me cry, just talking about it, The Pride of the Yankees with Gary Cooper as Lou Gehrig, when he does that final speech at the end and walks into the tunnel where he says, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. I get teary. I still do just thinking about that scene. So, yeah. I cry at movies. 6:39, local news, Tablet Hits. Let me get a tissue. Local news, Tablet Hits, WRJN.
I want to go home where I belong. 'Cause now I'm just alone. What can I do? What can I say? I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home.
DeMucci, Dion of the Belmonts, and Lonely Teenager. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Maybe an afternoon shower today. Highs near 53 degrees. Right now, we're not going to worry about it. It's clear, beautiful morning, 48 degrees here at Radio Park. Now, what's the most unprofessional thing you've ever done at work? From that long list you have in front of you, if you could pick one, which one would you say? Well, here are a few that people came up with. This guy intentionally locked his boss in a walk-in freezer, but managed to convince him it was just an accident. A hotel clerk who comped himself the honeymoon suite for a date. And this is my favorite one. The guy says, I worked at a place that hosted wedding receptions and caught a coworker napping under a table. I put a tablecloth over it and put the wedding cake on top of it, and he couldn't escape. He was stuck under there for the entire reception. You know what I say? He deserved it. That'll teach him. It's don't take a nap on the job. It's 6:42, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. This was over the closing credits to the Al Pacino Keanu Reeves movie.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see
a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love both never to come back. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green sickle turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes.
To The Devil's Advocate. Remember that movie with Al Pacino as the devil and Keanu Reeves as his unwitting partner? It was a good movie. All right, a CEO was wondering whether we should grant paternity leave to his employees. Now, that's P-A-W, paternity leave to an employee who just had purchased a puppy. In a poll, 61% of people said no. But that means like 39% of people said, yeah, when you get a new dog, you should get paternity leave. Paternity leave. 646 local news, Tamla Sitz, WRJN. From the movie of the same name, here's Lulu to Sir with Love.
No school.
What a good movie with Sidney Poitier. Remember that? Yeah, that was a good film. And the group that was playing at the party in the movie was Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. They just called them the Mindbenders, but that was the group. Good movie. Good music in that film, too. 6:48, local news. Timeless hits WRJN. Some afternoon showers today with a high near 53. Right now, a beautiful sunrise over Lake Michigan. It's clear and 48 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, look what we got for you. We've got another foodie flash sale for you right now. This is only good till 9 o'clock this morning. When you're craving real comfort food, nothing satisfies like Hot Amigos, home cooking in Racine. And we're talking sizzling tacos, savory Spanish rice, and all the authentic Hispanic flavors that make this hidden gem a local favorite. Every bite is packed with heart, heritage, and tradition, the perfect way to warm up your fall. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $20 gift certificate for $10. Let me just see here again. I'm going to write this out and make sure. Carry the 2 divided by 3. Yeah, that's half off, 50% off. Yeah. $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Only until 9 o'clock for Hot Amigos. Real comfort food, including tacos, rice, savory rice, and all the authentic Hispanic flavors. Check that deal out at WRJN.com. Click on the banner. You only have until 9 o'clock to get that half-price deal from WRJN. So do it. Go to WRJN.com. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner this morning, all right? 34% of women admit they've secretly thrown out some of their boyfriend or husband's clothing, either to get rid of them, so we'll stop wearing them, or just to free up more closet space for themselves. What a nerve. 6:50, WRJN, today's morning show and every morning show, brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. At this past weekend's box office, horror was king. Not a huge surprise with Halloween right around the corner, but give some credit to good reviews and a solid sequel as Black Phone 2 landed at number 1 with $26.2 million at the gate. The original Black Phone also had decent reviews and opened with about $23 million at the box office. Coming in second place was last week's winner, Tron Aris, which pulled in about $11 million. Good Fortune came in at number 3 in its first week of release with pretty good reviews for this comedy that brought in just over $6 million. One Battle After Another brought in $4 million in its fourth week in theaters for a total haul of about $62 million domestically. Action comedy True Story Roofman brought in $3.5 million in its second week. According to Variety, despite Black Phone 2's impressive weekend, the results were a bit lackluster. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news, timeless. It's here at WRJN at 6:55. We're looking for Beth Heidorn to come by. She's going to be in studio at a little after 7 o'clock, at 7:09. Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. They've got a ton of stuff going around this Halloween. We're going to talk about that. That is 7:35. Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye is going to tell us what's on the top of their agenda at Racine County Eye. That's all coming up at the 7 o'clock hour. Have you ever thought about what your last meal would be? Interesting thought. Adele, the singer Adele, her choice for the last meal would be McDonald's. She says she would get Chicken McNuggets, a Big Mac, and fries. Says she eats them at least once a week. What, is she going to the electric chair or something? She's got to plan out her last meal? Jim Croce, you don't mess around with Jim at WRJN.
Uptown got its hustlers. The Bowery got its bumps. 42nd Street got Big Jim. A walker, he a bull shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he's big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because. And they say you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull a mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. I don't do that. But down home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spin into the wind, you don't pull the mask off that old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Got a two-piece custom-made for you. Yeah, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Poor Jim Croce, his entire fame and career came after he lost his life in that plane crash in Texas. All his songs shot to the top of the chart. It's 6:59, local news, timeless hits at WRJ. And hey, here's a great way for couples to get a whole row of airplane seats to themselves. I'm going to tell you, but keep it a secret. Don't tell anybody. Opt for an aisle seat and a window seat with an empty seat between the two of you. And here's the best part. Try to get row 13. People are superstitious, so a single seat between two people in row 13... They get over it. They don't want that one. You're going to skip it so you get the whole row to yourself. How do you like that? It's 7 o'clock on the noggin now.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Police in Atlanta say they arrested a 48-year-old man named Billy Joe Cagle at a security checkpoint over a plan to shoot up Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport with an assault rifle.
I got dropped off.
Yeah, dropped off. Okay, we're just looking. We just have a situation going on.
Oh, okay.
Mayor Andre Dickens.
See something, say something did work. And so we are standing here talking about a tragedy averted versus us standing here telling you about 27 plus lives that were lost or injured.
Police describe Cagle as mentally impaired. Word in from Washington, a pardoned January 6th attacker has been arrested for allegedly threatening to kill House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Court documents obtained by CBS News show Christopher Moynihan was taken into custody after texting messages that he planned to, quote, eliminate the Democrat when he spoke at an event yesterday. A partial win for the White House in its bid to send National Guard troops to Portland, Oregon. An appeals court has stayed part of a lower court ruling allowing the president to take control. But it does not deal with the other part that allows for actual deployment. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Short term, I think the recourse will be continuing to